Let's open with prayer. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Word of God for our consideration on this, the last day of the semester, is taken from Ephesians, second half of verse 18 and verse 19. Be filled with the Spirit by speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your hearts to the Lord. This time of year has been called the most wonderful time of the year, the most magical time of the year. The other day when I happened to catch part of a talk show and they had a series they were calling the most musical time of the year. And they got me to thinking and I realized, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. This is literally the only time of year that has an entire genre of music just devoted to being played during this time of year. Here in Eau Claire, there are at least two radio stations that have been playing nonstop Christmas music this entire month. No other time of year does that. Now, the world's joy in this music is related to the emotional impact that music has on us. There are songs like I'll Be Home for Christmas, or Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire, or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. These evoke warm, fuzzy feelings, make people feel at home, make people want to be nice to each other, evoke memories of gathering together with family and friends. Now, for as long as people have been making music, they've recognized that music does more than just enter our ears. It impacts our emotions. Researchers have found that music literally lights up almost our entire brain. The hippocampus and amygdala, which activate emotional response through memory. The limbic system, which governs pleasure, motivation, and reward. Even your body's motor system responds to it. That's what makes you want to tap your feet or clap your hands. Music also has tremendous healing qualities. There's an entire area of a field of study devoted to music therapy. It's used to help people with diseases like Parkinson's, epilepsy, and Alzheimer's. In 1 Samuel, we read how David played his harp for King Saul, and we're told that when David played, Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him. Singing, in particular, singing together with other people stirs connections in our mind that create a closeness with other people. Maybe all of these effects are why God emphasized singing and music so much in his word. Over 400 times singing is mentioned in the Bible. The entire book of Psalms is a book of hymns to be sung to the Lord. There are 50 times in the Bible when God actually directs us, his people, to sing. We are told to sing to the Lord, sing his praise, sing a new song, sing with him, sing praise to him with instruments and voice. In fact, singing is one of those things that we can do that we know is directly in line with God's will for us. As I read from Ephesians 5, he tells us, be filled with the Spirit by speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your hearts to the Lord. Now, all these neurochemical and emotional responses to music are nice and give us enjoyment. And we're happy to get together to celebrate with family and friends. But if that's all it is, that misses out on the greater spiritual impact. The spiritual impact of real Christmas music. It's not about warm, fuzzy feelings. It's about the cold, hard truth. It's about our desperate, sinful condition. It's about the sin that we've inherited from our first parents all the way down the line. It's about all the sins that we've done in our lives, all the times that we've fallen short of what God expects of us and demands of us. It's about all the guilt that weighs us down for those sins. But it's also about what God did about that. It's about His gift for mankind. The gift of forgiveness of all sins. The gift of eternal life together with Him. This gift given through the birth of His one and only Son. And we are given the opportunity. We are actually directed to sing about it. Now, music doesn't just soothe emotions, it also excites them. Music is a huge part of sports. Our pep band plays before almost every game here in the gym. Every away game we go to, there's some kind of music playing before the game. Pro sports are all about the loud music pumping out before the contest. The music gets people excited, generates emotions of excitement, and gets people pumped up with anticipation. We also have that excitement. We can have that excitement because of what God has done for us, that joy in our hearts as well. Martin Luther was a huge fan of singing and music. He said, "The devil, that originator of sorrowful anxieties and restless troubles, he flees before the sound of music almost as much as before the Word of God." Music is a gift and grace of God, not an invention of men. Thus, it drives out the devil and makes people cheerful. That excitement and joy that we have at the forgiveness of our sins, at the birth of our Savior who brought about that forgiveness. That's the same joy that was sung by that chorus of angels to the shepherds when they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward mankind." That song was the Lord's own announcement music, the music of excitement, getting people ready for His coming. It was also a battle cry. As Walt Schaller related yesterday when he talked about that choir song, "This Little Babe," it was a battle cry that Jesus was coming to bring victory over the devil. When we hear the angels sing their song, when we hear the joy they express at our Savior's birth, we are given the privilege of joining with them. As we hear in the familiar hymn, "Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem." Yes, Christmas is the most musical time of the year. Music is a great blessing because of all the impacts it has on us, the positive emotions that it drives in us. And we certainly can enjoy that. But even more so, as Christians, we have the special privilege of using that gift of music, of making use of it to sing to our God, obeying His commands to sing. Let us join in lifting our voices in the song of those angels. We'll sing as it's arranged in one of my favorite hymns, hymn 380, verses 1 and 2.